There's a new horse in the race to become Montreal's next mayor. St. Henry, Little Burgundy, Pointe St. Charles City Councillor Craig Sauvay has just thrown his hat in the ring with a new political party, Transition Montreal. They'll go toe-to-toe with ruling party Projet Montréal, whose leader, Valérie Plante, will be succeeded by the Plateau Montréal's Luc Rabouin as the candidate, as well as Ensemble Montréal, led by Soraya Martinez-Ferrada. Craig Sauvay joins me by phone to discuss what made him say he wants to be Montreal's next mayor. Craig, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So your new party is called Transition Montreal. I want you to tell me more about that name. You know, what are we transitioning away from and what are we transitioning toward?
Oh, that's a great question. In fact, it's a party that was created by some activists across Montreal before I was involved. So I joined this party, and they were considering that the two existing older institutionalized parties of Montreal, as you mentioned, Projet Montréal and Ensemble Montréal, that it was a bit sterile, and they weren't moving fast enough on some key issues that affect us in our daily life, but also globally. So my understanding of the origin of the name is mostly based on, ecological transition and like an urban transition into something that's more humane, something that's more emancipatory as well in terms of how we use space. So I think it actually works and declines into many different ways. I think it's a transition away from the two ruling parties who have been in power since 2013 and even before. I think it's a transition where we start looking at some of the core socioeconomic issues that Montrealers are facing. One of the things that for me is going to be important in this campaign and what we want to do is to repoliticize municipal politics. In other words, we understand that, yes, picking up the garbage is important and we have to do, dealing with residual waste is important. Parks are important. Infrastructure development is important. But the big questions, too, in terms of economic inequality, social inequality, human rights, these have to have a place in this municipal election. It's so utterly important that we don't lose this opportunity. When there's an election going on, people are tuning in a bit more than usual to discuss. We don't want to miss this opportunity to discuss the big issues of the day. So we're going to go there. You may have heard some of our initial party policies. One was to tax the ultra-rich, and this using a land tax in Montreal, which is how most municipalities gain the taxation from. This land tax can proceed. We want to hike the rates for single-family dwellings, either luxury condos or houses, that are worth more than $3.5 million. And, a lot of us have never, ever stepped foot, never will step foot in houses like that, but there are many houses like that and many luxury condos like that in Montreal. We believe that these people should pay a bit more, and we want that funding going into help to the groups, the community sector that are working with people experiencing homelessness now, which is a humanitarian crisis. So that gives you a sense of we're breaking outside the normal framing of a municipal election and trying to go after those big questions and trying to take leadership on big questions and give birth and allow space for ideas that are outside the traditional municipal box.
You said a little bit about why activists would call the party Transition Montreal, as well as some of what you stand for. But, in a way, it represents a transition for you as well, because you used to be a Projet Montréal councillor. You ran federally for the NDP, and now you've landed here. I want to hear from you. What brought you on this journey to work outside and, I guess, in some ways against the current administration from previously being a part of it?
Projet Montréal was born in 2004, so it's over 20 years now. And it started with a lot of grassroots activists that had really amazing and revolutionary ideas about, ecology, urban space, local democracy. And it's gone through many twists and turns as a party. So when I started getting involved, I was trying to bring in more of this, to foster more of this space. I was an organizer for the party. Now, me being someone on the, in the progressive world in Montreal, seeking out other progressives to join, there's all these other forces that have existed in the party at the same time. And now that the today's Projet Montréal, we're seeing the a Projet Montréal that, so forgive me, is a bit technocratic and is, I believe, lost some of its, you know, roots within the progressive circles for some really, you know, I think really basic but yet radical ideas that need to be brought to the fore. I believe they're sort of erring towards the center of the political spectrum a lot. They're trying to reassure the center, reassure the business class that, don't worry, we're not going to change anything. And what happens then is I think that the whole sort of left part of the spectrum is not being represented on a municipal level. Alassane Montréal, for their part, they haven't been extremely clear about what their vision is for Montreal, and they've been sort of wavering center-left, center-right, the center. I think they'll define themselves during this election as well with Madame Martinez Ferrada, who's coming on the scene, who is an ex-liberal minister. So we'll see where they define themselves, but the whole left was not being, I believe, represented. So this is an opportunity, I believe, to give, again, to give an opportunity to elect more progressive activists, to give space and to give life to some of the ideas that need to be discussed. We're recruiting candidates, so we're looking for people in all the boroughs of Montreal that want to be involved, that want to serve the public good. So this is what we're doing right now to build a team. And so far we've announced three candidates, but we have more in the machine that are coming out. And so we're excited about where we can take this.
I want to follow up on one thing that you said. You said that, you know, Projet Montréal has become a bit technocratic. You have this platform that is out online. It's not just taxing the ultra-rich. It's about the creation of an infrastructure service, you know, a municipal squad, taking on some of the day-to-day issues in cities, introducing social fare to public transportation for low-income users. But, you know, if you're going to be investing in this, if you're going to be investing in the public service, how do you do that in a way that's not technocratic? Because I think most people hear municipal government and they hear technocrats. You know, they hear people who are going to have to work on these nuts and bolts policies that are really like directly impacting people in their day-to-day lives. They're thinking about this level of government that's always going to be having to ask the province for money. Like, what does that look like in a way that's not technocratic?
I think that's a really excellent question. It's a really excellent question. So obviously, I do believe in the civil service. I do believe in their creativity and their intelligence. I do want to stimulate that as well. And one thing is sometimes when we get into politics, we get hampered down to the way things, as politicians and like leaders, hampered down the way things are framed to us by the media sometimes, by you know, habit, by the civil service. And so what we want to do is, in our side, we want to unleash creativity and we want to promote activism stemming from the city and at least supported by the city. So different manners of doing things. I think there is room for this kind of development. If we look at, for example, what's done in Barcelona and Comú, which was that movement, there was a sort of very activist city movement that was backed by the city, that was, you know, really trying to support social movements in the city instead of being at constant, you know, again, sort of legalistically, you know, holding them back where they want to go. I think we can unleash that amazing citizen power and creativity. So it's not something that's done overnight. It's something that takes willingness and it takes work. But I want to reposition where the city can be. If you look at some of the major issues of the day, I mean, Montreal is not responsible for all of them, right? Like in terms of social housing funding, The provincial government is a complete disaster. In terms of housing funding from the federal government, it's weak. Montreal's doing a fair share, but where is our combativeness as a city with those other levels of government saying, like, actually putting pressure more than the communique or the line? You know, there's a lot of internal diplomacy, but I think the time for diplomacy with the provincial government is over. We've been 7 years with the CAC, and they've been running roughshod over us. Again, people experiencing homelessness, the funding's not there. The willingness to work with us is not there. Public transit funding cut by the CAC. They stole our $800 million project from the Greater Southwest. They're attacking, which is not particularly municipal, but our schools like LaSalle, Dawson without the extension, McGill, Concordia, they're not listening to us. So we need to fight back. Like, so I'm not here to just fight, but I think I'd like to see a more activist city of Montreal that's actually going to take leadership in the political sphere in Quebec, assume itself, and demand respect for its citizenry. So that's one way I think that we can break out of that technocratic sort of tendency, which is completely normal. I think that the people within the city government are doing what they can, but I'd like to see a little more activism, a little bit more, you know, really pushing for our city and for our city, our citizens' rights. So that's somewhere where I think we can take the city, and I think we'll get responses. It's kind of crazy to me that Montreal is never on the agenda in a provincial election. It ought to be front and center on the agenda of a provincial election. And people who are, you know, forced to live in apartments that are unhealthy or can't find an apartment or living in the street, like this has to be at the core of the next provincial election as well. So a Montreal that is activist under Transition Montreal is going to try to really make a lot more noise and fight for our rights and fight for what we need as a society, our core needs.
And so then, you know, the election is not until the beginning of November. It's the end of July now. What's on the agenda over the next few months?
So, you know, it's under 100 days that the election comes. And it, that sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot. So that's why right now we're focusing very much on candidacies and refining policy development. So my dailies and some of our team's dailies is meetings with potential candidates, straight out recruiting, cold calling sometimes. It's discussions about policy. It's going to seek the ideas of the experts. Like I think we know where we want to go, but you always need to refine these things further. So, you know, also building the electoral machine, you've got to design, you know, all your graphic design, all this stuff is a tremendous amount of work. So if people want to get involved, obviously they can contact us through our website, transitionmtl.org. They want to be a candidate, same thing. We'd love to hear from you. And so we're basically a hive of busyness right now.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, Craig, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us here at CKUT.
Thanks so much, and keep up the good work.
And that was Craig Sauvay from Transition Montreal, their new party here on the political map municipally. And Sauvay is campaigning to be your next mayor of Montreal. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel with the Local Journalism Initiative.